Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to take a direct turn here, or as the case may be, a very large leap. It's time to talk a little Pogo Palooza with Will Weiner from X Pogo. He's the CEO of X Pogo. I had no idea, Will, that this event existed. I'm very excited for it. I had a pogo stick when I was little. I'm sure we all did. Paul, did you have a pogo stick when you were a kid?
I did, but I was never very good at it.
Well, these people are really good. And around Pittsburgh this weekend, it's the 20th year of Pogo Palooza, which was first held in a church parking lot in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the 10th time here in Pittsburgh. Will, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me on. Excited to chat with y'all today.
I don't even know what to ask. I mean, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen anybody do on a pogo stick? I guess what I want to see is Sunday, the best trick on the pogo stick. That's the competition. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen anybody do?
Yeah, I mean, it gets really ridiculous. So, you know, you mentioned, right, pogo sticks, everybody remembers kind of their pogo stick you had in the garage. These are not those pogo sticks. They're souped up. They're air-powered. These guys have about 100 PSI of pressure in there, jumping 10 feet in the air. So, you know, the best trick gets wild. Someone did a thing we call a 360 flip of faith. So they do a backflip off of the pogo stick, rotate 360 degrees in the air, land back on top of the pogo stick, all kind of in one motion, very graceful, very wild. It really is something I can describe. You can look at it online, but you really got to be there and kind of see it to believe it.
Paul, I can't believe we're doing pogo stick talk. This is unbelievable. I love this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this is what we were surprised is this is the 20th year of this event. And I guess, you know, some of the nuts and bolts you should... You know, where are some of these things taking place? Is this outdoor, indoor? Do people have to buy tickets for this? Why don't you give us a little bit of the history of it and then also, you know, what the events are going to be this weekend?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, 20 years ago, started very small. It's still a very niche sport, but trying to grow this thing. So it's 3 days. Things are going to be kicking off tonight in Market Square, 5 p.m., with the high jump competition. So you ask the craziest thing I've ever seen. It probably is this one athlete, Dalton Smith, jumped over a 12-feet high bar down there in Market Square a couple years back, landed bouncing on the other side. That's the world record. So we're trying to see if that gets broken.
What's his name?
Dalton Smith, also known as the man child.
Dalton Sniff? Like Sniff Sniffle? Schiff?
Yes, one who blacksmith, but yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Smith,
Dalton
okay.
Smith, yeah.
Dalton Smith, Paul, 12 feet. Could you do that?
No.
So, you know, that one is always pretty breathtaking and pretty, you know, you don't need any knowledge of pogo sticks or tricks. It's just like, wow, they're high in the air and hopefully they're landing from that high up. So that'll be tonight. 5 p.m. Market Square. Our group, X Pogo, which works to grow this little fledgling sport of extreme pogo sticking, we're based in Wilkinsburg. So tomorrow and Sunday, we essentially have an obstacle course we build that these guys will fly around on these sticks, flipping over things, jumping on boxes, doing all kinds of tricks. That's 3 p.m. both days, Saturday and Sunday. The other one really like to emphasize, Sunday, the final event, is a kids 15 and under bounce off. So free. Open for anyone 15 years and under can come. We'll have pogos you can use. We're going to say ready, set, go. Whoever stays pogoing the longest gets a free, essentially a kid's version of the extreme stick. So that's always a lot of fun. Forgot to mention, everything is free all weekend. You know, like you mentioned, not a lot of people know about pogo, extreme pogo. So come on out, have fun. It'll be hot, but we'll have water and you'll get your mind blown.
Well, maybe we should get Crowley over there if they're inviting stick figures, huh?
Yeah.
City limits?
I just think it's a good idea. He'd fit right in.
Or maybe somebody can use Crowley as a pogo stick.
Can you tell the difference between Crowley and the pogo stick?
It'd be unbelievable. So who's the most famous pogo sticker of all time?
You got some great names out there. I mentioned Dalton Smith, Dan Mahoney from Nova Scotia. Many consider him the GOAT. Henry Cabellas, who's competing this weekend, kind of the best active guy. I think he holds like 8 world records. Our version of Paul Skeens, if you will, this kid from New Brunswick, Canada, Duncan Murray, 22 years old, just set the world record yesterday for the longest forward jump at 23 feet, 5.5 inches. So he's kind of a dark horse. They've got a couple followers on Instagram, but, no one may know these guys outside of that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. Is this a sport? You called it a fledgling sport, but is it a growing sport? Is it like, for a while skateboarding got really big? Is it growing like that or what?
We're trying as much. I think what's interesting about pogo, as opposed to a lot of other action sports, right, is skateboarding, BMX, all that. You're moving right to left, kind of on that plane. Pogo, you're going up and down. And the potential for injury and risk and just kind of craziness is very high. Also, the potential for just kind of these amazing acrobatic feats 10 feet in the air. There's nothing like it. But it makes it a little difficult to enter where, the pogos are kind of expensive, all that. We've kind of released a new kids version, so we're hoping to get it to grow. But if you look over these past 20 years, it definitely started with 5 people in a church parking lot from Nebraska. We'll have about 30 competitors this year from across the world. There are hundreds of devoted extreme pogo enthusiasts. Hopefully in a decade we'll be in the X Games. So it is kind of this wild thing where you can come here and you can see the people who are the best in the world at what they do. You can see Guinness World Records. You can see flips and all this stuff. And it's really kind of just, 30 of us super obsessed with pogo sticks, making it all happen for our and the people of Pittsburgh's enjoyment.
Will, we appreciate the time, man. Good luck with the event. It's called Pogo Palooza. Anybody who wants to find out about it can go to pogopalooza.com, happening all weekend for free around Pittsburgh. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate y'all having us. It will be an increasing time.
There we go. How about that?
How about that, City Limits?
He loves the show.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills.
How about that? Would you ever do that? Would you ever try and jump 12 feet in the air on a pogo stick?
No.
That's kind of crazy,
isn't it? I can't do any of that X Game stuff.
You know, one thing, I'll tell you, it's funny. We have a lot of these kinds of things go on here in Pittsburgh that people don't even know about. And I'll give you a great example. I know for at least like a 10 or 12 year period, the World Pinball Championship took place in Carnegie.
Really?
Yeah, down in Carnegie. And the reason I know that, I was a cab driver for a bunch of 15 years. I drove a cab, and when you go to the airport, you get in line. So when it's your turn, you're up at the curb. Whoever comes out, you get. So the one year I was getting all these people that were going to, like, right to Carnegie.
Yeah.
And there or hotels right around Carnegie. So I was like, what is going on? And someone explained to me. Believe it or not, in somewhere it's right down in Carnegie, right off the main drag. If you keep going down, there's a warehouse kind of place that has like hundreds of pinball machines.
I never knew that.
And they have, but they don't, it's not like a place you can go and play pinball. They only have like big competitions, like the world championships, the US championships, the state, like it literally opens like 5 times a year or something for these major events.
Is pinball a sport?
No. I mean, I don't know. It might be. I think we could argue that. Maybe. The only thing about that is I bet you if you talk to somebody who's a real serious pinballer, they would tell you there's a strategy to it. But
wait, you said earlier that poker is a sport.
Yes.
It can't be a sport. It's a game.
What?
Poker.
Poker's a sport.
There's no athletic ability involved whatsoever.
If you played at the highest level, there's a lot of that goes into it if you played at the highest level. Again, when we talk about it, you know, recreationally, you know, baseball, when you just play with your buddies, it's different than playing at the highest level. I say playing at the highest level, there's a lot that goes into it. Yes.
I believe that, but there's no way it's a sport.
It
city
is.
Limits.
Endurance is part of it.
Endurance for poker?
Yes,
that's why.
Is chess a sport?
That's why you see in like the World Series of Poker, for the most part, the big events, they're all won by the younger guys.
What about a spelling bee then? You got to withstand it for 3 days.
It takes endurance.
Endurance, right? I can think of other things believable city limits.
It's competition.
So is air guitar.
I'm telling you, as somebody who plays poker, it is definitely a sport.
That's an unbelievable take.
So is that a hot competition?
What about air guitar competition?
No, that's not.
How? Singing competitions.
That's not. Because
what about math problems?
Okay, let's just now become so ridiculous that this conversation.
No, the ridiculous part is that poker is a sport.
It absolutely is a sport. And the thing about it is, it's not just it's the competitive part of it. There's a strategy to it that you absolutely better have a strategy. And I'm telling
Monopoly
you,
has
when
a
you
strategy.
Play when you play it at the highest levels, right? The ability to continue to play. What is going on here with my computer now? The ability to play, you know, 2, 3, 4 days in a row. That's an endurance part of it. And I'll give you a great example. Okay, that's the endurance part of it. I always used to be of the opinion that NASCAR drivers weren't athletes.
Yeah.
Until I did the Richard Petty driving experience and sat in a car. It was only for 4 laps. All it took was that for me to say, these guys, not only are these guys athletes, these are some of the premier athletes on the planet. To be able to go 4.5, 5 hours, whatever, however long those races are, at 200 miles an hour, in, you know, with all the noise, the heat, the smells.
You can make a better argument for that than poker players, I think. This guy's putting one-handed. Did you see that? Anyway, we have to run. Bechtold's breakdown. Tease to it, Bechtold.
What is going
on? We have an ode to Willie Mays, and we also have a couple of other things that were stealing the headlines this week, including City Connect weekend and one of the most memorable days in sports history that was earlier.
You know what we have?
Thank you, Wonder Twin.
You know what I have? A computer that's... Anyway, go ahead.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Bob Walk coming up, batting leadoff in the 1 o'clock hour as we wind down the week.